All right. Hey guys, I am back and welcome to another episode of the Mastering You podcast. So today's episode is a shorter bonus episode. I have done a few of these now and I just do these really when I just feel like there's some content I want to share, some meaningful content that's sort of shorter form. And today is off the back of a post that I wrote. So in case you don't know or didn't know already, I have a Mastering You Lifestyle Performance newsletter that goes out each week. And sometimes I'll do one post and sometimes I'll do two, sometimes I'll do three. But typically I'll do a Motivation Monday post each Monday to get you fired up for the week ahead. Now, quite often I have no idea what I'm going to write. Sometimes I'll talk about a podcast that I did on the previous weekend. Sometimes, like this morning, I'll just literally open up a blank Word document and I'll just start writing down stuff that just comes to me. Sometimes the stuff that comes out is okay, and I think, yeah, that's all right. Sometimes it's pretty bad. And then sometimes I write something down and I think, I actually almost learn from it. I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I like that. And today was one of those days. It was one of those days where I just started writing. The post that I thought I was going to start writing became something completely different. And it became a kind of personal development, one of my sort of personal development posts that gets you to reflect on your journey. So, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read through the post. But then I may just sort of stop and riff on that post slightly. Okay, so here we go. So, another week, another opportunity to work on becoming the best version of you. So, question, what does the best version of you actually look like? So, I'm gonna riff right here. So, you've all heard this idea of trying to become the best version of you. And I think it's one of those many sort of personal development ideas where it sounds a little bit woo-woo. And I think a lot of people just kind of switch off at that point. But I read a quote, I'm getting back to the post this morning. I read a quote a while ago that made me think about this a lot. So this was the quote. And I may be butchering this slightly, but it's not what you achieve that's important, it's who you become in the process of achieving the goals that's really important. So I thought I heard that about a year ago, and I can't remember who said it, but the guy that said it was saying you basically need to become a different person depending on the goals that you want to achieve. And I didn't like that at first, because I didn't like the idea of becoming a different person. I just want to be me. But the more I've sort of meditated on it, the more I understand it. You know, if you want to achieve any sort of goal, whether and if you think about the big goals that you have achieved in your life or any success that you've had, whether it's getting a new career, new job, starting a new business, having a family, you know, losing weight, getting fit, you have probably had to become a slightly different person. You know, whether that's by changing your daily behaviors, whether that's by building some new skills or capabilities, you know, maybe you're that person that hated public speaking. Like I was that person once upon a time. Believe it or not, the idea, I remember when my mentor shared with me this idea of what he called a stipt. He's like, the stipt is the thing, Matt. You've got to do stipts. I was like, what the hell is a stipt? He said, it's something to invite people to. Okay, that sounds good. So what do I have to do? He says you have to talk in front of people and share what you do. And I was like, wow, there's no way I can do that. I haven't got the confidence to talk in front of people. You know, that's just not me. That's not my personality. I'm an introvert. I'm not an extrovert like you. Because this guy is one of the biggest extroverts you've ever met in your life. So I immediately just compared myself to him and thought, well, he's got the confidence, but I haven't. But you know, that was 10 years ago, and I've lost count of how many steps I've done since then, because essentially I've just become a different person. I've become a person that feels very comfortable doing it in that environment and talking to people. And so it's something to really think about. And why I want to share it is because it's so easy, and I sort of share this in the post, it's easy to get fixated on a specific outcome goal, right? Whether it's weight loss, job promotion, blah, blah, blah. And many people spend their lives agonizing over one single goal, you know. When, and I'm reading from the post now, when real transformation is achieved from who you become in the process. The process is the most important part. It's the process that builds the courage, strength, and new habits and behaviors, not the outcome. So I just want to share that. I'm going to continue on. So the outcome is merely a consequence of the process. So I ask you, are you focusing more on the outcome or on the process? In other words, are you focusing purely on the next stone of weight loss or pay rise? Or are you focusing your time on developing your character as a person into someone who can achieve these goals? Okay, so there's no right or wrong. You want to be doing both, essentially. But it's these character traits, you see, that will help you in every area of your life. So I really wish I knew that like 10 years ago. You know, this idea that if you can achieve something and build the character traits to do it, you can use those same character traits, whether it is courage or it is some sort of skill, whether it's, you know, maybe you're really good at time management, or maybe you're really good at communication, or maybe you're really patient as a person. You know, whatever your traits are, whatever the character traits that you're building and developing, you can utilize those in lots of different areas of your life. So that was really, you know, what I wanted to share with you today. And the coaching exercise that I suggested is, if your best self showed up today, to ask the question, what would that look like? Okay, the best self with all of your best character traits, etc., showed up. What would that look like? What would you do? What would you say? How would you feel? Okay, how would you show up? And it's a really good thing to think about, you know. If you think about a day or a moment when you've had a really, like, you've just been on point all day, and you can write down exactly what it was about how you felt and what you said and what you did differently, and then you can almost put that next to a day when, you know, you've been procrastinating, you've been spending too much time scrolling social media, you've been eating the wrong foods, you didn't do any exercise, you didn't drink enough water, you ate some crappy foods, you know. So getting really clear, if you had two sheets of A4 paper next to each other, and you had one side that would show a day when you're not showing up as your best self, when you're showing up as a bad version of yourself, and then on the other A4 paper, on the opposite side, having a version of yourself that you aspire to be every single day, or even just aspire to improve upon, okay, then that almost acts better than just setting one single goal, like, I want to lose 2 stone by summer, or I want to run a 10K race. Hey, these are really good goals. I'm not saying don't set specific goals. That's really important that you do that. But in order to actually achieve a specific goal like weight loss, like fitness, at the same time, you need to be taking more of a macro approach to progression. This is one of the things that we learn as personal trainers when we're developing programs for the first time, is you learn what's known as a macro cycle, a mesocycle, and a micro cycle. And your macro is looking at the broad spectrum of things, like what's the big picture? And then it comes all the way down to the micro cycle, which is the individual workouts and the exercises and the reps and the intensity. Well, we can do the same for our goals. You know, you can have individual outcome goals, like, I want to lose X amount of weight. I want to achieve X amount of income. But at the same time, the macro is going to be, you know, who do I want to be as I'm achieving those goals? You know, how do I want to feel? How do I want to look? How do I want to show up in the world? So I really can't stress how powerful this exercise could be for you. So that's why I want to share it as a bonus episode. If you want to take some time, take a good sort of 15, 20 minutes out of your day to write down now what the best version of you would show up as. So hope that you found some value from that. And I will be speaking to you again real soon. Take care, guys. So I hope you enjoyed that episode, guys. And if you would like to join my weekly newsletter, and if you'd like to receive an email, the Motivation Monday email from me each week to get you fired up for the week ahead, then you can by joining the newsletter list. It's completely free. You can just jump on it by going to bit.ly/LPT tips. That's bit.ly/LPT tips. And as a big thank you for doing that and jumping on the newsletter list, I'm actually giving away a free copy of my cookbook Eat Yourself Slim, which has 21 really awesome recipes, from snacks to smoothies to breakfast, lunches, dinners, to help you on your path to health and wellness. Okay, so jump on that list, bit.ly/LPT tips, and you'll be receiving an email from me next Monday, if not before. Okay, take care.